It's time to get real this Christmas and enjoy the things that matter. I'm Michaela Clark of declutteringyou.com, and I'm here to help you simplify your Christmas. Every episode, I'll be here to give you one quick, easy Christmas hack designed to help you simplify your holiday season and find the fun again. Let's go. And welcome to another Hack the Holidays episode. Now, today we're getting visual, but stay with me. So many of us take selfies at Christmas time, but we do it all wrong. And Jason Milan from The Portrait Store is on a mission to help everybody take the perfect selfie this Christmas. Because trust me, we're all doing it wrong. And he has five great tips to share with us that will hack the perfect selfie this Christmas and make you the envy of all your friends on social media. He does talk through a few processes, but he does have a free video series that you can sign up for to see him in action explaining it even better. And you can download that from theportraitstore.com.au/selfie-video. So make sure you grab that and listen to these tips for the perfect selfie. You've been here for quite a few years, but I'm sure when you came from the States to Australia, you noticed some big differences at Christmas time. Any come to mind that you can remember?
Yeah, spending Christmas at the beach, it's crazy. Because I'd actually spent a lot of time in countries where it's hot over Christmas, but it's still technically winter. But yeah, down here, it's actually summer. Messes with my brain.
Well, I reckon it's a better way to spend summer at the beach than in the snow. But, hey, I've never done a winter Christmas, but I'm sure it's more fun having a swim on Christmas Day.
It's pretty awesome, yeah.
Now, one of the biggest things that we do over this time of year is take selfies. You know, all the parties and when we're looking glamorous, well, supposed to be looking glamorous, sometimes not so much at 2 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, we're out with our friends and family. And so there's so many selfies being taken all the time. And look, I know 99% of the population get it wrong. So this year we're going to hack how we look on social media by taking the perfect selfies. And I know you've got five great tips for us, haven't you?
Yeah. It's a pretty simple process. It's the same process that I use every time I take a photo. So I figured I'd make it simple and let people get more out of their own selfies.
Awesome. Let's go. What's trick number one?
Well, first of all, it's about the phone. It's about using the actual native camera that's built into your phone. Because a lot of the apps have capture settings. You know, you can capture with Instagram, you can capture with all kinds of things. But take the photo with your phone, like with the actual native camera. That's going to give you the best quality.
Okay, so not opening Instagram and taking a photo from that. We want to take it from the camera itself.
Well, you know, if you're going for like top quality, then use the native camera built into the phone. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. The other thing with the phone is now I've discovered, unfortunately, that some phones don't have this feature, but there's one thing called exposure lock. And this is one of the biggest tricks to the whole selfie thing. It's literally the most important thing that I use. So when you open up your phone and you have the camera pointed back at you, right? You know how you tap on the screen and you can change where the focus is and you can change where the light meters. So if you tap on a dark part, it gets brighter. If you tap on a bright part, it gets darker. But if you hold your finger on the dark part, it gets brighter and stays that way. Or if you hold your finger on the dark part, it gets darker and stays that way. So you're locking exposure so you can move around. That's one of the biggest tricks.
That is cool. I like
It's a little hard to explain without showing you, but totally awesome trick.
I know doing a podcast on photography is kind of ironic. However, I have mentioned, and we'll do it again, is that you do have a free video series. And so we'll give that link up at the end of the show. So what's the next step then?
So the next step is figuring out where your light is. Okay, so there's almost nothing more important than light in photography. I always recommend going and getting next to the biggest source of light that you can, okay? So if you have a giant window, If you're in a bar and it's very dim and there's one light, go as close to that light as you can. That's really the trick. What you don't want is sunlight streaming in through the window and hitting you directly. So you just want the biggest source of light that you can find. But sunlight, direct sunlight, will really mess it up. It's hard to manage.
Okay, right. Got that. Yep. All right, what's next? We're looking good so far.
Well, the next thing is considering your background, like what's behind you. So you've got your camera sorted and you've figured out the light source that you're going to use and you put yourself right nice and close to it. You're going to look at the background and just try to find something that's not very cluttered or something that tells the full story of where you are. That's just a little, kind of a bonus that people kind of forget about. Nice clean backgrounds make it a little bit more about you. Just try to keep other people out and other things out. I like a clean background.
Yeah, right. Okay, because it is all about us. That's what the selfie is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Great. And what's next?
All right, well, next is actually shooting the selfie, right? So there's a few kind of layers to this. So first of all, if you have a giant window, right, and you're looking directly into that giant window, so your face is parallel to the window, you're looking directly into it, all of the light is falling flat against your face. That is the most flattering light. Flat light is the most flattering light. If you stand at a 90 degree angle, if your nose is pointing along the window, right, you're standing perpendicular to the window, that's going to make more dramatic light. And it's not always the most flattering, but it can be really interesting. So it just depends what you're going for. You know, if you're worried about some wrinkles and some creases and some things, you want to stand facing direct into that light so all the light falls evenly on your face. If you want to be a little edgy and dramatic and creative about it, you know, you can turn further and further away, and that makes it more and more dramatic. So that's actually shooting with the light. Flat is flattering, okay? And then there's the turtle, okay? So you're going to hold the camera out so it's, pointing straight at you, and you're going to take your head, you're going to take your forehead, and you'll see this in the video, you're going to take your forehead, and you're going to push it forward towards the camera. You're going to push your ears forward towards the camera. So basically, you're kind of moving your head off the axis of your spine forward. It sounds ridiculous, but it looks amazing.
And it does feel ridiculous when you're doing it, I would imagine, as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah. Hey, we're all after the end result.
One of the biggest tricks. Yeah. It's awesome.
The turtle.
The turtle is key. And then you've got to kind of line it all up, right? So you're looking at the screen, you're looking at yourself, you're looking in the monitor, right? You're looking at the screen, and you position yourself so you'll love it, right? Then, this is the next most important thing, look away from the screen. Look into the camera lens itself. Imagine that little tiny hole that is the camera lens is where you are focusing all of your attention, not at that hole, but through that hole. It's kind of hard to visualize, but if you look into the camera lens and then start snapping away, and this is where you go crazy. This is where you get creative. You take a bunch of shots, right? Yeah, but so you're not looking at yourself. You're looking in the lens. So you don't really know what you're doing. So you try a little bit of everything. You start chin down and then chin up a little bit more, up a little bit more, up a little bit more. You're snap, 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 snapping, right? Turn a little more towards the light. Snap, 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 chin up, chin down, right? A little bit of smile, a little bit more smile, big smile. Snap, snap, snap. Never looking at the screen the whole time. Just looking deeply into the lens, right? And just try all kinds of expressions. Try big, crazy smile ones. Try really intense, squinty ones, whatever you feel like. The key is don't look at yourself. Look at the lens. Snap 100 of them, then go back, see what you like. Maybe you pick one that's not quite right, but you know that's closer. You go back and rework that one. But don't look at yourself in the screen.
I think, isn't that what we all do? All we do is look at the screen thinking, oh, yeah, we're in and we're smiling. Oh, we look good. Our hair's right. You know, it's not a mirror, is it? It's actually.
Well, it is. Yeah. That's the thing. You do. You use it as a mirror and then you look away.
Yeah.
You look into the camera lens itself and then you do your selfies. And don't worry about what you look like because you know what? You're going to throw them all away. You're going to pick the one awesome one and throw the rest away. So this is exactly what I do. Almost every single photo of mine that you see of me is a selfie. And I just figure out my light, figure out my position, get my turtle out, get everything in place, then look away from the screen, look into the lens, and snap away like mad. I get way better results that way.
Yeah, and look, I know, like we said, it is hard to explain, but you know, the turtle, it's so important, and the light and the positioning and everything. So I encourage everyone to go to theportraitstore.com.au/selfie-video. And Jason's put together a great 5-step guide to the ultimate selfie headshot, which he goes through all those tips and shows you on a video series. Because who knew taking a selfie it's not hard work, but there's so much technical stuff to it. And your family and friends are going to be amazed at how wonderful and gorgeous we all look this year, don't you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, all these little things, all these little tricks are the same tricks that I use in the studio for all my clients. So I've just kind of taken it out and made it a little bit more accessible for real people, like every day. Use the amazing machine you have in your pocket to really make some awesome images of yourself.
Well, thanks so much for sharing those hacks with us today, Jason. And I hope that you have a wonderful, hot, summery, beachy Christmas this year.
Awesome. Thank you. You too.
It's time to embrace a perfectly imperfect Christmas. Head over to declutteringyou.com/Christmas hacks to grab a free copy of the Hack the Holidays handbook to help you get organized, simplify, and actually enjoy your Christmas this year.